Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. A Syrian war monitoring group says 53 people have been killed by suspected Islamic State fighters in a desert area of central Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says many people have also been kidnapped. Mike Thompson reports.
This is just the latest ferocious attack by suspected IS fighters. On Saturday, 16 people were killed in a similar incident in the same central Palmyra region near Homs. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that, as in that former case, those who died this time were also picking truffles. Some of the pickers are reported to have escaped, but dozens are said to have been kidnapped. Although IS lost its last piece of territory in Syria in 2019, numerous sleeper cells are still thought to be operating in the region.
US and Kurdish soldiers say they've killed a senior Islamic State group leader during a helicopter raid in northeastern Syria. The White House said the target was Hamza al-Homsi, who was overseeing the group's terrorist activities in eastern Syria. An independent inquiry in Canada has backed the government over the actions it took to end a trucker's blockade of the main crossing with the US a year ago. The inquiry found that the government was within its rights to invoke emergency powers. These allowed police to remove and arrest protesters and to freeze the assets of those suspected of funding the blockades. Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, said the government had no choice but to use these emergency measures.
We were incredibly thoughtful about how to make sure we could end this challenging situation as quickly and as safely as possible. And that's where the commissioner coming out and saying that this was appropriate and effective is a good thing, not just for the government, but for Canadians' confidence that our institutions are able to handle difficult situations.
Bulgarian police have detained four suspects in connection with a deadly incident of human trafficking. 18 people have been found dead in an abandoned timber lorry near the Bulgarian capital, Sofia. 34 others, including five children, were rescued, some in critical condition. Nick Thorpe has the details.
The abandoned timber truck was discovered by Bulgarian police on Friday morning on the outskirts of Sofia. Police say the migrants were found in hidden compartments and the cause of death was suffocation. They'd been smuggled across the Turkey-Bulgaria border and were being taken to the border with Serbia. By Friday evening, Bulgarian police had arrested three suspects. The tragedy happened at a time of growing numbers of asylum seekers trying to enter the European Union through the West Balkans.
World News from the BBC. A Bulgarian investigative journalist has said he's been banned from attending the BAFTA Awards in London due to take place on Sunday. Christo Grozev is the lead Russia investigator for the journalism group Bellingcat. He features prominently in the BAFTA-nominated film Navalny, a documentary about the alleged poisoning of the Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. A leading Qatari banker has confirmed a bid to buy the English Premier League football club, Manchester United. Sheikh Jassim bin Hamad Al Thani will lead a consortium that wants to purchase the club outright. Paul Serres reports.
Sheikh Jassim bin Hamad Al Thani, the chairman of one of Qatar's biggest banks, has confirmed his foundation has bid to buy the club. The bid plans to return the club to its former glories, both on and off the pitch, and above all will seek to place the fans at the heart of Manchester United Football Club once more. The club will be completely debt-free via Sheikh Jassim's 9-2 Foundation, which will look to invest in the football teams, the training centre, the stadium and wider infrastructure, the fan experience and the communities the club supports.
Spain says it's offered citizenship to another 94 Nicaraguan exiles after their citizenship was stripped by a new law in their home country. Last week, Madrid made a similar offer to more than 200 Nicaraguan opposition figures who were unexpectedly freed from jail and flown to the USA. The first full-sized carnival in Rio de Janeiro since the start of the pandemic has officially begun. The mayor ceremonially handed the key to the city to King Momo, the symbolic leader of the Brazilian festival, on Friday. During the handover, Mayor Eduardo Paes thanked science and those who were vaccinated for allowing people to celebrate life again. There was no Rio Carnival at all in 2021 due to the COVID pandemic and a much scaled-back version last year. BBC News.